WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell telling ABC News this has been a tough storm season, but they'll get through it.
Having two massive storms like this back to back certainly is not something we wanted to happen, but we've done multiple storms before. We plan for multiple scenarios like this.
Communities along Florida's Gulf Coast still reeling from Hurricane Helene, preparing now for Hurricane Milton. It's Category 4 and looking to make landfall just south of Tampa. Criswell says, leave if you can.
While you can ride out a storm and hide from the wind, you need to move away from the water. The water is what kills people.
Election Day terror plot stopped. The FBI says a 27-year-old from Oklahoma had plans to attack Americans on Election Day. He was arrested when he tried to buy AK-47s and 500 rounds of ammunition. Large-scale Israeli operation in northern Gaza killing dozens. The Palestinian Health Ministry now says the death toll more than 42,000 Palestinians. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water systems nationwide will have to get rid of their lead pipes. That's after President Biden's announcement yesterday in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles was there.
Biden used his trip to Milwaukee to issue a new deadline for cities to replace those lead water pipes.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years.
Milwaukee has the fifth highest concentration of lead pipes in the country. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Milwaukee Brewers will be on TV next year, but they won't be on Bally Sports Network. Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute all non-nationally televised games for the Brewers. Bally's owner is in bankruptcy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. Janesville police are trying to figure out how two men turned up unresponsive near the same gazebo in 3 days. The first discovery was Sunday, then it happened again yesterday. Both men died after rescuers tried to revive them. There are no signs of trauma or foul play. Authorities say they don't think there's a threat to public safety. People all over Wisconsin are turning up the pressure to hold the mayor of Wausau accountable for moving the city's only absentee ballot drop box last month. There was a protest at City Hall last night. The box is back, but critics say the public's trust is gone. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
The train already left the station at that point. Like, you already created this chilling effect amongst people where they don't even feel comfortable putting their ballot into the same box that maybe their tax bill or water bill might go into.
Ramos spoke with Civic Media's Chad Holmes. The Wisconsin Justice Department is looking into whether Mayor Doug Dinney broke the law. I'm Terry Bell. This is WMDX News.
The Packers defense reviewed. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals, who are coming off a win over the 49ers in San Francisco. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark asked if the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, trusts players to rush the quarterback without giving up a big play.
He trusting us, trusting the front. He just cutting us loose. And, we was just expected to make plays against this offense, against this offensive line. You know, they bled us a little bit in the run game. Got to do better there. But the turnovers we had, how we rushed the passer, going against a really good quarterback.
College football, the Badgers play Rutgers Saturday. So how is sophomore Braden Locke progressing at quarterback this season? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
I think Braden Locke, who has done a good job of making decisions between the signal and the snap, he's just really, really, really high end from a mental standpoint. He's a junkie and he loves it. I think that's kind of where you have to be if you want to take this quarterback position to a different level.
That's Badgers coach Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be sunny and warm here for a few more days, but fall temperatures are going to return by the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid 70s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear, mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s. We'll be back in the 60s by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, civic media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will join us. Public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
That is just the most recent stark example of who Donald Trump is, that he secretly sent COVID test kits for the personal use of Putin, of Russia, an adversary to the United States, when he was talking about Americans should be putting bleach in their blood. Think about what this is. Think about this person who wants to be president again, who secretly is helping out an adversary when the American people are dying by the hundreds every day and in need of relief. And instead, how did he handle it domestically for Americans? He mismanaged the whole thing.
Oh my God, she was fantastic. That was on Howard Stern. Yep. Hey, you know, we're told that Howard likes our show. Howard, did you slip a little note that just says, I would do Stephanie Miller next if I were you? Right over here at SiriusXM.
I think he had other things to do yesterday.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I've gone on record many times as saying I think he's the best interviewer in the country. And so, you know, up yours, Andrea Mitchell. She's like the worst interviewer in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And she's like, oh, Colin Harris needs to do more serious interviews. That was a serious, substantive interview. I don't even know if I pronounced that correctly.
Way more people listen to Howard Stern than watch Andrea Mitchell.
Yes. That's why it's such a smart strategy. What she's doing is, you know, what did someone say? You got to go to people where they are.
Exactly.
Nobody's watching cable news anymore. Nobody's reading newspapers. Nobody, you know, it's so anyway, it's the kind of audiences that she hit just yesterday. They say the road to the White House is through The View. Every president that's gone on The View has gone on to win, including Trump. But he's too much of a giant to go anywhere now. I mean, this Malcolm Nance is lost somewhere on a mission, but we will hopefully get him tomorrow. But oh my God. Oh my God. Remember the Russia hoax? Remember the Russia hoax? Okay, so I can't wait to ask Malcolm what the Kremlin confirms a report about secret gift, the COVID gift to Putin that Trump dismissed as made up. Uh-oh. Are we mere seconds from the P-tape? What is happening? His bosses in the Kremlin are contradicting him. I mean, and it's not just, by the way, COVID tests. It's like COVID testing machines.
Mm-hmm.
This was at the height of the pandemic when none of us could get anything.
While he was still president, before there were, you know, all of these, you know,
at home
strip test.
Right.
Yeah. These were valuable COVID test machines.
Yeah. Yes. I had to wait in line to get tested.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Remember when Sean Penn set up all of those testing places around Los Angeles?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Because we couldn't get home tests back then.
Exactly.
So, of course, Trump's campaign lashed out at Bob Woodward. However, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov is confirming that Trump sent Putin the test 4 years ago. Oh, my God. Although, okay, it is the Kremlin. So then they also deny the reporting that he and Putin have spoken multiple times. Well, you know, our friend Alexander Vindman that we just had on, he says, because you know how you say there's going to be more shoes to drop on all this Russia story as we move on in our history. Thank you. A lot of shoes. He says there's got to be, and again, we'll talk to Malcolm about this, but there's got to be recordings. Alexander Vindman, who knows a thing or two, tweeted that U.S. intel would have recordings of Trump and Putin on the phone because it's Putin. They wouldn't be collecting Trump. Right. So Trump would be like, oh, they tap my wires. No, it's because you're a traitor, and you've always been a traitor. Vindman said it is reasonable there is a recording of these calls in an exquisite intel program. Trump would not be the target of the collection, but because Putin is a high-value target, Trump would be caught in the collection. This is what happened in 2016, because they were colluding massively. They were caught in the collection. They weren't spying on Trump's campaign. It's that Russia was obviously trying to interfere and help Trump. And making outreach, to which they were very receptive. Do we forget we didn't see it happen? He said publicly, Russia, if you're listening, release Hillary's. And they did it the next day. That day. Didn't they do it the same day?
It was during the debate.
But Stephanie, he was only joking.
He said the Russians definitely have a recording of every call. Trump's 7 calls with Putin also explain why Putin was emboldened to launch the full-scale invasion of Ukraine and sustain more than 2 years of war. Thank you. With this whole, none of this would have happened if I was president. Yes, are you kidding? You told him to do it, right? Oh, my God. I'm going to explode.
I guess so. There's going to be Stephanie parts all over the place.
All my 2016 entrails are going to come flying out.
Yeah, great.
I've got 2,000 entrails in there from that stupid Supreme Court.
As soon as you blow up, Jody will sit right in that chair. And
thank you. Just step over the entrails.
No problem. Yeah.
Don't let Bonnie and Clyde eat the entrails.
Oh, no, they want them.
Yeah, they'll eat
them. It's protein.
No, they're little. They can't. Okay, well, you deal with the diarrhea then. Deal with the show. Eve.
Fine.
All right. Okay. Where are we? Oh, okay. Trump's 7 calls with Putin also. Yeah, right. Why he, Putin has made a huge investment and Trump expects that investment to pay off, Vindman adds. It's clear now more than ever that Donald Trump was the decisive factor in convincing Putin to wage a wider war on Ukraine. Trump has taken the world to the brink of Armageddon. A second Trump term would have America and with it the entire world go over the precipice. Trump was and is will be a clear and present danger to the United States. Dear God, how much more evidence do we need? I mean, I know, it is kind of magical, my ability to still be shocked at his levels of treason. But how much you want to bet, right? Oh, by the way, speaking of levels of treason, Rude Pundit said, suspect that at least some of these phone calls were about negotiating a price for the stolen secret documents kept in Mar-a-Lago, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, Rude.
Absolutely.
I keep saying, when's that shoe going to drop, right? I mean, it's... Hang on. I have quite a large Malcolm stack.
How dare
he be on a secret mission today? There. All right. I don't even know what to say about... And this is right when... he was getting Republicans to vote against Ukraine aid. Are you kidding me? Well, by the way, this is why the Kremlin would lie about that. The COVID thing's... True, but the phone calls are not. Oh, are you kidding me? Just randomly, Trump's taking secret calls in Mar-a-Lago and then telling his stooges in Congress to vote against Ukraine aid. Oh my God, this is the biggest, dumbest movie plot ever. Oh, look at that.
You're really gonna explode, aren't you?
Wait, there's more.
More?
This is an old headline. Trump says John Kerry should be prosecuted for talking to Iran. So he's aware what the Logan Act is, you see. He's on tape talking about the Logan Act and how, you know, John Kerry should be, you know, what's the word? Lock him up. Because, yes, Morning Joe brought this up this morning. The Politico piece from May 9th, 2019. I'm spitting. Have you noticed that?
What's going on?
I'm really sorry. I'm like a St. Bernard this morning.
You are a mess.
I am really a mess.
We need a sneeze guard.
Listen.
We're like a salad bar.
I got my ballot, and I am voting today, people. I am voting today. I can't get spittle over my ballot.
No, and don't, like, there's going to be coffee over there.
Yeah, please don't leave that over there.
Put that upstairs.
Yes.
I wanted to wave it around on camera. I'm voting today. Proving that Trump knew all about the Logan Act, ranting that John Kerry should be prosecuted for his alleged contacts with Iran. I mean. Oh, who else is he talking about prosecuting this morning? Hold, please. Where's my morning set?
60 minutes.
He's going to prosecute.
60
minutes. Oh, for supposedly editing the Kamala Harris interview.
Right.
That must be investigated. Starting right. He's not coming after you, mainstream media. Don't you worry. You just keep both sides in it. It'll all be fine.
Interviews are edited.
They are always.
Pre-recorded interviews are always edited.
And they're always fact-checked. Oh, my God. I have a headache. Okay, hang on. I have to go to Twitter and Threads for my bulleting these days. Okay. Amy Siskin says, not a single media outlet highlighting Trump's misstatement yesterday that he had visited Gaza, which his aide falsely claimed was in Israel, again highlighting the media's double standard. You're still picking on Waltz for a comment made years ago, yet nada on Trump's statement about an active conflict area. Do better. Do better. Thank you. Oh, this one, Bob Schooley. Imagine what Republicans would do with an accusation of Biden killing an FBI investigation into anyone, let alone a Supreme Court justice.
I mean, I guess we knew this, but he killed the investigation into Brett Kavanaugh, and there were thousands of tips.
Listen, we're going to do over on the Supreme Court one way or another. I'm coming for all of it, Chris. What am I doing with my arm?
You're in a mood.
She is.
Wow.
Sunday Divine says Hurricane Milton is approaching the mathematical limit of the Earth's atmosphere can create. Yet people will vote for the party that denies climate change and wants to abolish NOAA and FEMA. My heart breaks for what is coming to the people in Florida. Yeah. This is making meteorologists cry, literally.
Yes, it is.
Did you see the guy and start crying?
Guy from Channel 6 Miami. Yeah.
I don't know which official it is there. She said if you stay in the evacuation zone, you're going to die.
You are going to die. Yeah.
Please, God, if you're listening in Florida, please evacuate.
Another official said, write your name in Sharpie on your forearm. That was Helene.
That was for Helene, not even for Milton.
No, they said it again for Milton.
Well, yeah, they have to, you know. It's sad.
Robert Reich says, why are MAGA Republicans spreading lies about hurricane disaster recovery? Perhaps it's a cover-up for the fact that just 2 weeks ago, 100 GOP lawmakers voted against additional FEMA funding.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Including Florida representatives.
Okay, now I have a headache and that eye twitch. I have a headache in both eyes and that one eye twitch.
FEMA.
Is that noticeable?
Can you
guys see?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes. There was a story in the Washington Post yesterday about FEMA officials going into Western North Carolina. They're under anti-Semitic attacks because of the whole Jewish space lasers causing hurricanes.
And you threatened about it. They're not babies, scads of babies floating
in
the water.
Laura Trump said that on Fox News yesterday.
So did Alina Haba.
It's coming from the Trump administration. Trump camp.
We have six.
Oh, six. Yeah, why
six.
Not?
Try
oh, sure.
That.
Let's do sure. backstroke in this stupidity.
Okay. We had people bringing in, I'm sure you saw Laura Trump took a team out there on the ground with the campaign, with the RNC, and she did a tremendous job. You know, she's from North Carolina, so that's home for her. And Western North Carolina got hit really hard. And like you said, these are real people with real issues. They don't need a $750 handout for a press headline. They need help. They need water. There are still people missing. There are babies floating in the water.
There are no babies floating in the water.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who's this is Marsha McCallum.
Mm-hmm. See that report of a baby floating in the water?
We have absolutely heard there are children floating.
We've heard
missing
heard.
Bodies, dead bodies. We know that. There are dead people. We're up to 250.
32.
Yeah, 32. Thank you. So this is the problem. It's not misinformation. It's fact.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm really glad you're dealing with your trauma from Katrina. But we have problems happening now.
And she
what the Sorry.
Okay.
What?
You almost had to bleep yourself.
Okay. Can I just say, FEMA works under the Biden administration, under Clinton, because we believe in government.
Right.
It didn't work under Trump.
Right.
It didn't work under Bush.
Right.
Ay, ay, ay. What do we do? We're at a point. This is lies that are killing people, that are getting, having people not seek help, this misinformation. Okay. It's like COVID again. This is misinformation and lies that are killing people. Sean Hannity claimed that FEMA was running out of money and diverting disaster relief to migrant sheltering projects was debunked by a Fox News reporter who obtained a GOP fact sheet. But it's not going to stop Hannity, right? Explained how funding for the programs both administered by FEMA was separate. They know
they're
this.
Different. It's different funding.
Okay. They know this. They know it.
They know it. They're lying.
Okay. We're at the point where, and then, Joe Scarborough went off on Wall Street Journal publishing J.D. Vance's, I don't care that he's a vice presidential candidate. You can't just let someone publish a bunch of lies. I mean, that are going to hurt and kill people about the hurricane response. I mean, this is the guy that lied about dogs and cats being eaten and, and targeted, and then people got targeted in the Haitian community in Springfield. Republican officials were begging him to stop. And you just let him write, because both sides do it, because, here's the other candidate's point of view. It's like, oh, my God. Okay. You know what? I feel like I had an ab workout. That's just the first segment.
You okay?
No. We still have a month left, almost.
You need some ice cream?
Less than a month.
Yes! Yay! With sprinkles!
We're 27 days out.
All right, and I need some man meat. I need some Bob Seska, some Carlos Alvarado.
What am I, chopped liver?
Yeah, well, you're always here. You're like that old meat that's going bad that's been here.
It's starting to turn.
Yeah.
It's like that ground beef that's starting to turn brown on the corners.
It's like a suspect color.
Yeah.
That's you. Okay.
Great.
Unless I'm trying to flesh pedal you to buy tickets to Kansas City Sexy Liberal, which I would do right now because Chris LaVoy is going to be there and a lot of other man meat.
Flesh pedal Nebraska Nick.
Yeah, Nick. Nick is going to be there shirtless, and he's going to be our ring boy. Let's do this. Kansas City, do it. Okay. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Yep.
Turn it on.
Okay. It just gives me peace of mind. Because you never think it's going to happen to you.
Right.
And then I fell asleep early. I forgot to turn on my system. I had a break-in. Thank God everything was okay. They thought no one was home. My teeny tiny dog scared them off. Before they could get a look, the fact that they are no bigger than a teacup.
They're bigger than a teacup.
Slightly.
A large teacup.
They're about as big as a football.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
All right. My point is, turn on your Simply Safe system. With Fast Protect monitoring and Live Guard protection, Simply Safe agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. You got your door sensors, your window sensors, you name it. And they can even see and speak to intruders and stop them in their tracks. You will never be locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel anytime. Pricing is transparent and affordable, less than $1 a day.
Wow.
I'm just saying, shop around. Check other security companies. You'll see what I'm talking about. And they have been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running. Also, Simply Safe, Best Customer Service in Home Security, according to Newsweek. Wow. Protect your home 50% off a new Simply Safe system, plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. That is SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe, Chris.
I am a sucker for a shock jock.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old. While music is alive,
yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. They only talk to her.
Stephanie Miller.
Because she looks like a total prostitute.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Baby got ballet.
Wiki. Yeah, everybody's excited because we're minutes from Bob Seska.
Yep.
You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, speaking of dreamy, and our legal lad, Tristan Snell, says, breaking, Trump and Putin have had at least 7 one-on-one phone calls since Trump left the presidency. Private citizens are forbidden under the federal Logan Act from engaging in foreign policy undercutting America. So he has 7 new potential violations to investigate. What do I say every day? It is hard to keep track of the criming. Because he just keeps criming.
Right.
How many more crimes are we going to find out by the end of this? Noel Kassler, our buddy, said Trump worked harder to prevent Putin from getting COVID than Biden, who he showed up to debate in 21, knowing he had just tested positive. His kids also came late to the debate to avoid being tested. The whole family has been knee-deep in Russian for decades. Vote blue. And then, yeah, one last one. Tristan Snow on the... It really is a lot. It's a lot of outrage. Trump stopped FBI's Brett Kavanaugh investigation as Kavanaugh was accused of a sexual assault during his SCOTUS confirmation hearing. The FBI received 4,500 tips on Kavanaugh,
yep.
And the Trump White House refused to hand them over to the FBI. The investigation was a sham. It's stuff we knew, but just in the light of everything that's happened in Roe, you're just like, holy crap. And one last one. I loved Joy Reid. It occurs to me as Hurricane Milton, a storm so big and violent it leaves all of the charts behind, barrels toward Florida, that so many of our fellow Americans are voting themselves to death. So many are choosing low taxes and guns over life itself. Clearly, this is the ethic that founders taught them. But Lordy, it is costly in terms of pure human suffering. Ay, ay, ay. Please don't believe the lies. And please evacuate if you're listening in Florida. Bob Seska is next.
Okay.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is claiming FEMA is running out of money, but the Federal Emergency Agency says it's not true. Hovde goes on to claim in a social media post that money for Hurricane Helene relief is being diverted to illegal immigrants. FEMA says that's not the case either and is asking people to stop sharing the video. Young adults are registered to vote like never before. Vote.org reports signing up a record 800,000 new voters under the age of 35. Registration is especially high in states with abortion restrictions, like Wisconsin.
In spite of all that kind of dysfunction, they're being compelled to vote by a lot of issues they've also grown up around. This is the generation that grew up with mass shootings in schools.
John Marcus reports on higher education for the Heschinger Report. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Democratic running mate Tim Walz's wife Gwen campaigns in South Central Wisconsin today. She has stops scheduled in Madison and Beloit. Meanwhile, Senator Bernie Sanders will stump for Kamala Harris in Baraboo on Saturday. First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Harris in Madison on Monday. All of the Democratic surrogates are expected to talk about reproductive rights, the economy, and preserving democracy. Election Day is less than a month away. Four stores are going into the end of Hilldale Shopping Center, where the AMC Theater used to be. Eyewear store Warby Parker is moving to Hilldale from State Street. Also coming to Hilldale are beauty retailer Sephora, a salad and grain bowl restaurant called Sweet Green, and the menswear store Jackson Gray. Hilldale says in a statement that Warby Parker will open there later this year, and the other three stores are expected to open sometime next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be sunny and warm here for a few more days, but fall temperatures are going to return by the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid-70s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear, mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s. We'll be back in the 60s by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
When you lose a drop box, you lose votes.
You know, what he is doing here is really eroding confidence in our elections. The darn thing is more secure than a U.S. mailbox. Yeah, I'm going to put this very bluntly.
Yeah.
There are so many cameras in the downtown area. I don't think you could walk down the street and scratch your butt without somebody seeing it.
Oh, well, I'll keep that in mind next time I'm there, because I do that a lot.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former Milwaukee police officer and founder of the Cops and Writers website, Patrick O'Donnell, and WGBW producer and social media expert, Amanda Nimmer, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Announced today what my plan to make sure that Medicare covers at-home elder care, because probably a lot of your listeners are in that sandwich generation.
Oh my God.
Where they're taking care of young kids and their elder parents.
My mother's 97 years old. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. I know you think I'm 30, but I am so old, and I have an old mother, 97 years old. The cost is, people don't know this yet. If they're not taking care of somebody elderly, it will bankrupt you.
Wow. Boy, howdy. If it'll bankrupt Howard Stern, trust me. I know exactly what he's... Everybody knows I just lost my mom at 100. Oh, my God, this so spoke to me.
Absolutely. Your parent will not get the care they need, or you're going to have to leave your job.
Right.
Which means you're going to reduce your income to, depending on what it is, almost nothing. In terms of your household income, to do what you want to do, which is to give your parent the dignity they deserve with care.
And can you imagine if Medicare is impacted, or Obamacare for that matter?
And look at what Donald Trump has been talking about for years, and look at his Project 2025. People should Google it. I mean, what they're doing and what he's talking about in terms of attacking Social Security, Medicare, undoing the Affordable Care Act, and which means the insurance companies can come back and deny people with pre-existing conditions. All of this is very real and very much at stake in this election.
Wow. A fantastic substantive interview.
Yes. Substantive.
Does this speak to anyone else? I would have given anything to be able to keep my mom at home. That is such an amazing issue that it's going to impact everybody, I think, at some point. And that's what a real interview is. Not, did you say this thing about what part of China you were in 40 years ago? Or you don't, Donald Trump doesn't think you're black. What do you think about that? Like, dumb questions, right? This was like just issues that impact real people. And anyway, that issue really spoke to me. Speaking of dreamy hunky men, why? Bob Seska joins us
Bob
now.
Bob Seska's about ready to speak.
You're cute and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow
me,
honey.
Hello. Hello, Paul Bunyan.
Hello.
Look at you.
Yes.
Your husky beard. Hi. Good morning.
Hi. God, I love Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been a Stern show listener since, oh my God, since the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember he was in Washington, D.C. on DC 101 That's for right. a period of time when I was a kid. And I'll never forget how he was fired from there, but I'd rather not talk about that. What a great interview with Kamala Harris. Yeah, that was wonderful.
I used to listen to him when I finished my show in Hot 97, everybody, in New York City in the late 90s. I used to listen when I walked home. I walked like 40 blocks home every day listening to Howard. He's always been a great interviewer. But I mean,
I was actually on his show once because I did a series of prank calls using Sergeant Hartman's voice, you know, the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
I took a bunch of clips of him yelling at the recruits there, and I made prank calls using those clips.
Wow.
Sergeant Hartman.
I've never been on Howard's show.
So Howard was playing those. Yeah.
He's mentioned you on his show, though, Stephanie.
He's mentioned that he likes me, but I've never been on his show.
My sister was on.
Howard. Bucket list. Okay. Anyway.
Well, he knows who you are. That's like the important thing.
Right. And we had Robin on the show.
Yeah, Robin's fantastic. A couple of times, actually. Yeah, we've had Robin on. She's fantastic. Yeah. So, Bob, this is what we were saying. It just, you know, she's doing such a smart strategy. She was so great on The View, on Colbert. You know, as we keep saying, in such a fractured media environment, this is where your people are now, you know? And so I'm glad she's not, you know, listening to Andrea Mitchell, like, oh, you got to do way more interviews and serious interview. Like, that was a serious interview. Yeah. I mean, for any of us, and you're going to, newsflash, you're going to have elderly parents someday, you know? And it really is
a huge
issue.
Announcement.
Yeah.
The View announcement about Medicare and long-term care. was, I can't underscore how important that was. I was in a similar situation as you, Stephanie, as far as caring for a parent who had to be in assisted living, and the ridiculous lopsided cost benefit of that, the expense of
and all we could do,
care.
Yeah, all we could do is try to pay for some extra help, visit all the time. God bless, my sister lives there, so she went every day. You know, I flew back 3,000 miles as often as I could. I know you just went through it with your dad. And so, it's, but oh my God, how refreshing, Bob, to hear like real issues that impact real people and not
just. And this is going to resonate. This is going to resonate with people because we all have parents, you know, and as they get older, we have to start considering this. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, just a mid-level assisted living facility is basically like a brand new car every month.
Right.
That's how expensive it is. It's at least $20,000 a month.
I was watched Ellen DeGeneres's stand-up special, and her mom has dementia now. You know, we all remember her mom from her show, and it just, we all relate. She said, you know, she was so identified as Ellen's mom. She said she doesn't know I'm Ellen anymore, and she doesn't know she's my mom. But she said she's happy, and she was talking sort of about how great the facility is. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, because you're Ellen DeGeneres.
Right, you can afford it.
Most of us are not, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, there are some very nice assisted living facilities out there, but you're going to have to pay for them. And then as the pay scale goes down, as the price point goes down, they get increasingly scary as you get toward the
bottom.
Trust
me, I know.
And that's the thing that I think so many of us face. And wouldn't it be great if our loved ones could be at home as they recover from whatever is affecting them or dealing with a disability or in end-of-life situations, the best thing psychologically. And that's the real tragedy. I hate to break the show down, but the real tragedy is not just having to face the end of life, but then have to do it in one of these places where you're a stranger and nothing is familiar around you, and some of them can be pretty dismal and abusive.
And also, Bob, you know, you face, like, just impossible choices, you know? Like, I live 3,000 miles away, but I looked into having her here in my house and paying for care, and oh, my God.
Yeah,
the cost is something no normal person can afford, and then she's 3,000 miles away from the other half of the family, and it's just, you know, so anyway, a lot of real people are facing these sort of
choices. And this is what, another reason why Kamala Harris's campaign is so important and why her presidency is so vital to the future of this country, not just from a democracy point of view, but also just from a sustainability point of view, for us to be able to live our lives and not go bankrupt because of everyday things that we all, every single one of us, has to face.
Yeah.
And so that's so crucial. Yeah.
By the way, in a totally unrelated story, our friend John Pavlovitz, who just did Durham Sexy Liberal with us, said Donald Trump has advanced dementia, and the fact that so many people are ignoring this because they don't have the moral strength to change their vote is a disgrace. I mean, Bob, I know the whole, you look at the polls, she's ahead. You know, we had Fernando Mondian. Yes, she's definitely ahead, you know, but it is terrifying. I get your don't get happy because you're just like, oh, my God, we're still this close on the precipice of complete disaster. You this Russia story. Like, how many more now warnings do we need? Right.
For some reason, this guy has managed to weave his way through the raindrops and not get wet somehow, where there are all these things. I mean, every day there seems like there's another thing that in normal times would destroy any other politician. But Donald Trump keeps getting a pass every single time.
And the New York Times just did a piece finally on his mental, obviously, deterioration. And I'm like, well, people are already voting. I'm like, I hope it's not too late for the mainstream media to wake up and go, crap.
And between the horrendousness that we heard about from Bob Woodward's book yesterday to what happened last week, where Donald Trump referred to Purple Heart recipients that were injured on his watch, he referred to them as just having headaches. This is the sort of thing that, again, you talk about any, I mean, I always go back to the example of Howard Dean after the Iowa caucus yelling into the microphone, going, "Yarr!" And then that was the end of him.
Yeah.
It was like the press just decided to write him off. Oh, well, Howard Dean's an unserious guy because he went yarr at a rally.
Yeah.
And the mic was isolated and all those things. But Donald Trump does some sort of horrendous thing, some sort of trespass against ethics and morality and the values of being an American every single day.
Yeah.
And the press is just like, well, boys will be boys. Let's just ignore you, that because he always does that.
Bob, you did a bunch of bulleting, God bless you, on Threads. You know, you talk about Andrea Mitchell saying, oh, Kamala needs to do more serious interview, meaning with her. I mean, yeah, you said, right. When was the last time Donald did an interview with a non-MAGA platform? Never. Practically in this election cycle, you said, I'm positive Andrea Mitchell doesn't know. He bailed on the traditional 60 Minutes segment, FFS. That means for
F's sake.
Yeah. Okay. FFS, yeah.
He chickened out of a third debate, and yet Andrea's anecdotal concern trolling is about Kamala hack punditry. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad she's doing the strategy she is. You retweeted Bradley Moss, who said, remember when Tim Walz messes up which year he was in China in the 80s, it's a scandal. When he mixed up IVF with IUI treatment, it's a scandal. Trump straight up lies like this on a regular basis, and it's, oh, well, that's just Trump. He does these things. We cannot afford this double standard anymore, Bob. It's terrifying, and we're less than a month out.
Well, here's what makes it so absurd is there was not only Andrea Mitchell, but this is happening all across, at least obviously things are happening on Fox News that are just absolute madness. But in terms of the quote-unquote respectable cable news platforms and op-ed pages and websites, this is happening almost every day. But yesterday, it was so glaring. On Monday, it was so glaring between Andrea Mitchell and Politico publishing pieces and saying things on their air about Kamala Harris ducking interviews when that very night she was on the most prestigious TV news program in the history of American broadcasting.
Since when isn't 60 Minutes a serious interview?
Ridiculous.
Anyway,
the questions were tough. And they were certainly adversarial. They were everything they needed to be.
They were gotcha. So was Dana Bash. She did Dana Bash interview. Like, I'm just, okay.
Right. And then, but still, it's happening in absence of the facts in terms of what's actually going on.
Yeah.
Or, yes, Kamala Harris is appearing on podcasts and on shows that regular people, undecided voters and independent voters watch. But it doesn't seem to matter that she also goes on mainstream shows or like serious news shows like 60 Minutes and with Dana Bash, as you were saying, just ignored because there's a script, there's a narrative. We've been talking about this for many years when it comes to presidential elections. Everything has to slot into a pre-existing template. And so they use that template, they recycle it every 4 years, and that's what we see here. Let's plunk this story in. Let's put this story into that place. And it's just...
I gotta say, I just keep hammering at this, Bob, on Threads or Twitter, wherever you are. You retweeted someone that said, Harris Walz gaffe. Tim Walz said he was in Hong Kong while the Beijing protests happened in 1989, but he actually arrived slightly afterwards. Trump Vance gaffe. Donald Trump said some racial groups are genetically inferior and should be removed from America. I mean, there's just no... treating this like a normal election. You retweeted Jen, who said, Harris answer on policy shifts. In the last 4 years, I've been vice president. I've been traveling our country. I've been listening to folks seeking what is possible in terms of common ground. I believe in building consensus. And you just said, once again, we need to point out Trump hasn't even been asked about 99.999% of his most horrendous lies, failures, shifting positions, and he never will be because our political press is blindingly incompetent in the face of a fascist, authoritarian con man. Pathetic.
Yeah.
I mean...
And when I talk about blindingly incompetent when it comes to the press, I'm not necessarily talking about the reporters on the ground. I'm talking about the editors, the showrunners on cable. I'm talking about the people who control the content and guide what the narrative is in their platform. And they are completely failing to protect the American people. And granted, their job isn't to protect the American people, but their job is certainly to report the news. And what bigger news can there be than losing our democracy? This is where we stand right now, where after 250 years of blood and sacrifice to protect how we elect our leaders in this country, there are a bunch of people who are willing to just throw it away because of some ridiculous reason that they picked up in passing from cable news. And so I think one of the centerpieces, one of the things we're kind of dancing around when we talk about the press and the closeness of this election is the Electoral College.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the Electoral College, I think would be feeling a lot more confident right now in the prospects of this election. But because of this ridiculous anti-democratic system that the framers set up, we're now sort of on this... ridiculous precipice of landing on another Donald Trump presidency that will never end. And so I want to emphasize the fact that if I should say when we win this, and I have to go around, go outside, turn around three
not
times.
Not one balloon, Bob.
But if we win this, we should redirect our efforts to passing the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which will effectively eliminate the Electoral College. That means that all the states that ratified that bill would allocate their electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote, not the state popular vote. And so that's
people are actively dying because of Trump's lies right now. I was going to ask you, is Buzz Burbank evacuating? Okay? Is he in the
he's
area?
He's still there. He, as far as I know, as of yesterday, they were sticking where they are, which, I mean, they're on relative high ground. I mean, high ground for Florida isn't that high, but it's still higher than being on the coastline. So. Yeah. That regard, they're safe, but it's sketchy. I don't know what they're going to end up doing.
Also, overnight, the trajectory seems to be going a little bit south of Tampa, which puts Tampa on the good side of the hurricane, not on the bad side of the hurricane.
It's all
it's headed more toward Fort Myers, that area, which is further south down the coast.
You retweeted Ron, who said Hurricane Milton has intensified to a Category 5 storm. Here's Trump saying he's never heard the term Category 5 hurricane. How is this guy president? And you retweeted our friend Hal Sparks, who... is you before you feed him and get him wet at midnight. But he said 2016 through 2020 was the costliest five-year stretch for tropical cyclones in the U.S. dating to 1980. Three of the five costliest hurricanes in U.S. history occurred in 2017. There were two Cat 5 hurricanes during his presidency. This hole doesn't give up. I mean, he's just nothing. No one's ever seen this before. He says that about every. You're like, what?
You know what he's talking about? He's not talking about Cat 5. He's talking about the word hurricane. He's never heard the word hurricane before because he usually calls them water dumps. That's exactly what he was for 4 years. There's a big hurricane coming. No, it's the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water. Great big water dumps. What's going on with the water dumps? This is how weird he is. This is how effed up that he is. He doesn't. He can't produce. This is when he was president. He couldn't produce the word hurricane, so he had to substitute water dumps like a four-year-old.
Nuking hurricanes, pelting people in Puerto Rico with paper towels, lying that 3,000 people didn't die in Puerto Rico.
You know what? I'm with Dr. Irwin Redlener on your show last week, where he was talking about how stressful this is. I had a moment with Dr. Doom where I was like, just connecting like E.T. and Elliot with just empathy. Like, yes, oh my God, Dr. Doom, I'm right there with you. It is so stressful.
I was like a wet mouth St. Bernard in the first segment today. I was like growling, spitting.
Yeah, I heard. Just,
I'm going to need like a dental machine to suck the. Oh God. Spit going everywhere. Chris and Jody are like,
God. Yeah. You know, the entire first half hour of the show was like that.
We needed a sneeze guard.
Just like Beethoven. Okay.
Howard Hughes. You are Howard Hughes from Parade Magazine.
All right. Best of luck to us,
Bob. I don't know how you do it.
I can't wait for your little skit at L.A. Sexy Liberal.
Oh, I can't wait. You have no idea.
I wrote a physical bit that we're going to do during your skit. I haven't told you about yet. Wait, don't hang up. I'll tell you when we...
Okay. Hang out and hear what it is.
Okay. 51 minutes.
I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be so funny. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
That sounded like Lido Shuffle for a moment. Credo Mobile. I'm telling you, the nation's only progressive phone company.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel sketch about, you know, some companies are like, there's not really anybody else.
Looking at you, Twitter.
Yeah, people that bought cars that went before I knew he was an a-hole. Okay, I don't care. Get rid of it now. Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, good deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and so much more, an easy, effective way to make change in the world. Switching easy. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Get in. Let's go saving. And Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
This is wild. I never heard anything like this in my life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Worldwide Schoolhouse behind us, the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. You think it'll help me with my wet mouth St. Bernard spit problem? Maybe.
No.
I think just general calm. It helps with general calm.
Yes.
We might need that in the next month or so. CB Distillery, it's the source we trust, right? They got the gummies. They got the tinctures. Yep. They've got ooh and ah. Ah means it helps you sleep. You go, ah. Aww. I can take it. Yeah. Listen, they got studies, people. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experience more calm. 80% say CBD will help with pain after physical activity. That's me when I overdo it on my bike, which I do quite regularly. An impressive 90% say they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and you have not found relief, check it out. Make the change to CB Distillery. Over 2 million customers, a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. 20% discount. You're welcome. CBDistillery.com. If you use the code Stephanie for 20% off, CBDistillery.com. That code is Stephanie. All right, we have coffee with Carlos Alzaraki coming up. Michael in Chicago real quick. Hi, Mike.
Hello. I'm Michael from Chicago.
Hi, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you have 10 seconds.
Yes. Okay, I'd like to say that we should support the knowledge of the situation of referendums coming up in many states in the United States on the November 5th election. Along with the presidency of the United States, we could vote for referendum to legalize...
A Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we have Tryngvi Olsen, Pat Kreitlow, and more. Be here for a Hump Day edition.
Hump Day!
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.